He pointed at the paperwork. It's all in there. I suggest having your lawyer go through it. Once he does, y'all can schedule an appointment with me, and I'll help you with any of it that I can. With that, the lawyer saw himself out, and Iris watched him go until she heard the man's car start and drive off as if he couldn't wait to be away. I snorted out a laugh. You didn't think he'd leave you anything? I guessed. He was sleeping with my sister, Callum. Why would he leave me anything? She shook her head. I agreed, but if you're serious about not keeping the money, which might I add is kind of... I looked for a more succinct way to say dumb, but couldn't find one in time for her to fill in the blank.
Dumb?
She snickered. Yeah, I admitted. I mean, that could enable you to work part-time at the airlines, keep your foot in the door, so to speak. It could enable you to go to school and do what you want to do, if being a flight attendant isn't it. Or it could be just a cushion that you have to put our kids through college, because Lord knows that I won't be making bank. I mow lawns, own my own business, but I'll never be a millionaire. Her eyes flared with heat.
You saying you're going to have babies with me, Sunshine?
I hooked my hand in her belt loop, pulling her in tight to my body, and said, that's where this is going. Maybe not today or tomorrow. Next year, though. That's a solid maybe. Because let's face it, neither one of us are spring chickens anymore. Being in your 30s when you have kids is hard. We wouldn't want to waste too much time putting off what we know we want.
And me is what you want?
She wondered. I pressed my hips into her thigh, letting her feel my erection before saying, yep. There was a bang on the door and I sighed. That's my ride. She pulled away.
Better put that away, she teased. Wouldn't want you scaring away the little workers you have.
After placing a solid kiss to her cheek and telling her to listen for the house phone if I needed her, yes, I sadly still had a house phone. With my internet company, you had to have a phone number to use their internet. I headed out the door to mow some lawns.
Plans changed. They changed in the way that before Callum had left for work, I'd been planning on making him dinner and staying in. But when I saw the layer of dust on his bike, indicating that he hadn't gone out on it in long enough for it to collect that layer of dirt, I knew that an intervention was needed. That started with texting his brothers. And to do that, I had to turn my phone on. Ignoring the 99-plus symbol on my voicemails, I scrolled down to his brothers' names, started a group chat, and sent out a text. Me. Iris here. Your brother needs a night off. Anybody want to go have dinner with us and ride for a bit? Also, add Canal to this group chat. I don't have her number. The first person to respond was Price, followed shortly by Haggard. Price.
I can swing dinner, but not the ride. Got things to do tonight.
Haggard.
Those things include my place. You don't have to worry about it. We can ride tonight.
Me. Yay!
Rook. I'll come as long as you never say yay again.
Giggling like the loser I was, I read every single text the brother sent and was relieved to see that Bram eventually agreed to come too. So, hours later, when Callum was finally dropped off for the night, sadly half an hour late, there was no time but to get him in the shower and out the door if we were going to meet his family on time. Quick, I said, as I all but divested him of his dirty shirt. Get in the shower, throw me your clothes. We have plans to meet your brothers in Canal and her husband at clocks at 6:30. I didn't know you'd be this late. Hurry, though. It'll take us half an hour to get there if you drive fast. Bemused, Callum took a quick shower while I ran a load of laundry, only starting it once I heard his shower turn off. When he arrived back outside, I had his Battle Crows MC cut in my arms and waiting for him.